This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Excuse me. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Your if you have an AR-15, you probably have a little DNA that has some Aero Precision in it. Check them out, and to make their gun better, check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the things they use against us all the time is it's for the children. They want to take our rights for the children. They're not willing to guard the children, but they are willing to take our rights for the children. Some of the progressives that drink this Kool-Aid, that actually believe this nonsense, they're pretty dumb. And just when we're sitting here going, how can they possibly get any dumber? Then they go ahead and show me exactly how they can reset that dumbness bar. And the latest example is Alyssa Milano. I think Alyssa Milano is probably a marginal actress at best when she was young. She was a cute little girl and everything else. Now she's an adult. And is it okay if I call her a little girl, you know, because she was a female? Now as an adult, she's plainly idiotic. She publicly announced that she's not going to have sex anymore until people can once again kill babies without restraint. I don't know what that counts as. I don't know where in the... I don't know. You know, she's the 80s TV teen who's turned into a Twitter twerp. And she tweeted that our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. I'm calling for a hashtag sex strike. Pass it on. So, Alyssa Milano, I just want to be sure if I'm straight about this. She's not going to have sex unless and until you allow her to kill babies. I don't even know what the reaction is supposed to be to that, to be honest with you. I have no idea. You know, are we supposed to pull a 180 on pre-birth infanticide in order to keep the Alyssa option going open, you know? Leftists are already thoroughly confused. At best. A lot of them know that liberalism and leftism is nonsense, but they embrace it as a vehicle for their own personal power. Yet, when they get going on the abortion issue, they get exponentially worse. And it's really a pretty simple question, you know. Is it okay to kill a human being who's not yet been born? I say no. You may say no. And they say it's practically mandatory. And it's not exactly clear where they draw their hardest ideological line on abortion, but they do. Maybe they love to freak us out. I don't know. Maybe they hate the idea of traditional motherhood. Maybe leftism is just a hideous death cult that has substituted Margaret Sanger for Moloch. Probably is a little bit of all three of those. But draw the line there, they do, and it makes them stupid and crazy. I'm sorry, stupider and crazier. I'm sorry. Normal people look at a pregnant woman and they know what is inside her is a child. It's not a random clump of cells. It's not some unwanted intruder. It's not some sort of parasite. And since when did the party of chiselers and layabouts and welfare cheats stop being pro-parasite? It's a kid. It's a child. Everybody knows that. That's just, if you'll pardon the expression, a scientific fact. Across the country right now, states are beginning to move forward to protect life, which horrifies the leftists. This sex strike is just the latest manifestation of their frustration. And Alyssa's not the only one on the retaliatory celibacy bandwagon. There's a number of feminist lunatics channeling ancient Greek plays to bend men to their will through their naggy erotic power, such as it is. One is a former Navy JAG and Democrat congressional candidate. But, hilariously, the hashtag sex strike hashtag on Twitter was taken up mostly by conservatives mocking the whole idea. I mean, when I heard about this, the first thing I wasn't thinking was, oh gosh, there goes the Alyssa option. I'm guessing that this strategy is not going to be successful in dissuading us from protecting the unborn. So we're going to all scratch Alyssa Milano off our collective to-do list. Can you live with that? I can live with that. Now, the progressive impulse that inspires a 46-year-old woman to publicly announce that her libido has been fatally impeded by the removal of the option to terminate a hypothetical pregnancy that ain't in the cards anyway certainly provides us with some easy amusement. But what it provides to the Democrat candidates is a real conundrum. Out there on the Democrat primary trail, the 237 striving weasels fighting for the chance to lose to Donald Trump in 2020 are being forced to outbid each other over who can be the most extreme in the infanticide sweepstakes. Second trimester? That's nothing. Third trimester? Okay, I'll say it's okay 5 minutes before delivery. I support a woman's right to choose until the child can drive. This is absolutely Gosnellian. That's a word now. This is one-upmanship, and it may play well among the leftist weirdos and the losers and the mutations of the Democrat base who will show up to see Beto, who's a furry, speak. But the normals start hearing the psycho talk, and it just doesn't play. It's just not, it's not part of our genetics. It's not part of our makeup. For those who consider themselves soft pro-choice, the kind of people who can give a pass to first trimester procedures because they feel there's some level of deniability, killing something that actually looks like a baby is a bridge too far. The freak show Shout My Abortion Lunatics are fringe of the fringe. Most people who accept some abortion or are not excited or happy about it, they find it distasteful and sad. And they are the people to whom Bill Clinton's log-abandoned position of safe and legal and rare appealed. They did not buy into taking a baby out at 8.5 months, but that's the horrifying position that the progressive base has forced the Democrat candidates to adopt. That's a bad position. And the Democrat candidates, even the dumber ones who still retain at least some level of political animal cunning, get it. They have to play to the no-limits edge to get the nomination. But Trump is going to slam them with it in the general. And the leftist game plan denied that everyone would ever have a late-term abortion while demanding that anyone can have a late-term abortion because it's the mostest, importantest right ever was is not going to fly. So, Alyssa, I guess I won't be calling you later on this week. I'll find something else to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Aero Precision is a, well, you know, we did the Build Proof project, which proves to me that if I can build an AR-15, especially with air parts, which is just like a really fine, well-engineered puzzle, well, certainly anybody can do it. And if you've been on the fence about that, go check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. The elites that run California always like to pretend they have a better way. So far, the highest taxes in the nation have not killed, well, haven't killed it yet, the current success of the high-tech sector. And it generates immense tax revenues that can be squandered into a useless high-speed rail system that will never be completed. And it still leaves a budget surplus. Money, good weather, great food, amazing scenery, and other amenities make for the good life that the political and business elites that seem to never get tired of congratulating themselves for creating the closest thing to paradise. The fact that this leaves behind the non-coastal areas of the state and the taxes and the cost of living, especially housing that is in short supply due to zoning and other land use restrictions, makes life difficult for the remainder of the middle class in middle class Californians everywhere. And that is of no concern to the powers that be. But this summer, in the wake of some disastrous wildfires sparked by poorly sited and maintained power lines, the deep thinkers running the state have come up with a plan that can't be papered over. In order to stop the wildfires when the wind blows, just shut off the power, shut off the juice. Coming from Bloomberg, we get a plan by California's biggest utility to cut power on high wind days during the onrushing wildfire season could plunge millions of residents into darkness. And the vast majority isn't ready for it. Plan by PG&E Corp comes after the bankrupt utility said a transmission line that snapped in windy weather probably started last year's Camp Fire, the deadliest in state history. While the plan may end one problem, it creates another as Californians seek ways to deal with what some fear could be days and days of blackouts. Hapless Californians will have to lay out a lot of money if they want to try to insulate themselves from going back to life before electricity. Now, there's some residents there already that are turning to other power sources, which is a boon for home battery systems marketed by Sunrun Incorporated, Tesla. Tesla sells something called the wall, which, you know, has nothing to do with your car, and Vivint Solar Incorporated, but the numbers of those systems in use are relatively small when you compare it to PG&E's 5.4 million customers. And meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom said he's budgeting $75 million to help communities deal with the threat. During a budget meeting in Sacramento, he said, "I'm worried. We're all worried about it for the elderly. We're worried about it because we could see people's power shut off, not for a day or two, but potentially a week." Well, you know, he could save a lot of money if he would completely abandon the ongoing expenditure of billions on the high-speed rail system just to save face for Jerry Brown's pet project. Nobody's going to want to take a half-assed train from Merced to Bakersfield, which is the plan now that running from L.A. to San Francisco is obviously financially impossible. That money could go to an emergency plan to safeguard power lines in wooded areas. Japan has bullet trains. We don't. With the rich Californians right along the coast, while they may not experience a lot of 100-degree days, the inland parts of the state do get extreme heat in the summer and now may have a week or longer without electricity and without television or charging stations for cell phones and, of course, medical devices that are powered by electricity. Stable, reliable electric grid is one of the essentials to be regarded as a first world country. So now, in addition to the vast gap between the wealthy and the poor, the beggars everywhere, San Francisco is now like Calcutta in that respect. State will face third world electricity supplies. Now, I would imagine that Silicon Valley and San Francisco will still be supplied, along with Sacramento and L.A. and San Diego. But for the people laboring in the agricultural fields of the Central Valley, life is probably going to get a lot closer to life in, say, in Bangladesh. Don't we already know what the biggest challenge that would befall this nation, of all challenges that we might be looking at, would be the loss of electricity. And I have in recent times, within the last, I don't know, last 15 years, I don't know how long it's been now. We had an ice storm here in South Carolina. Now, in the upstate of South Carolina, whenever you have a quarter inch of ice, because we have a lot of old money that protects all the old trees and everything that's up there, and, you know, so all the old trees that are over the power lines, they get a little bit of ice, they get a little bit of added weight, they break and take the power lines down with them. We had an ice storm where we didn't have power for 10 days. We didn't have a lot of ice. We just had a lot of down trees that took down power lines. And the local utility, which is called Duke Power, they did not have enough people to get power back up. And we had all kinds of people coming in and, trying to help out a lot of contractors and everything else. And that made life really, really difficult. Now, I didn't freeze because we had kerosene heaters and we had battery-operated lamps. So, but, you know, we couldn't cook. I couldn't have hot coffee. And yet for 10 days, we went through all of that. And I can tell you right now, that was tough. I don't want to do that again. I'm going to end up getting a generator before this is over with. And my father has one. He at least had hot coffee. There's certain things I can take that I'm ready to get into a shooting war without hot coffee. So, we see what's happening in Venezuela. California is going to do this on purpose. Whose smoking hot idea is that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow closed down 618 points as trade tensions between the United States and China continue. Experts say the ongoing trade war between the two countries will result in higher prices for Americans on a number of basic goods. Former Reagan economic advisor Art Laffer also reminds us,
there's never a fun time to have conflict with another country, especially over tariffs and trade and all that. And markets tell us what will be, not what has been.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a stop in Brussels on Monday to meet with officials from the European Union. The secretary is doing what he can to salvage a nuclear deal with Iran. Brian Hook, U.S. Special Representative for Iran, says he has confidence in the new strategy.
If talking nicely worked, we would have settled this decades ago. But this is a regime that only understands economic pressure and diplomatic isolation. And we are committed to this strategy.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let me categorically state this to you. A rampage killing at a school is a terrible event. Always is a terrible event. Except for the left, where they represent opportunity. CNN wasted no time in politicizing this killing in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. On Twitter, 15 shootings, 19 weeks of school. At Chris Cuomo asks, why is this new reality okay? We're not attacking the problem. We sit and watch. We reward those who do something to save themselves or others while we refuse to do a damn thing. Look at those stolen souls. We've done nothing. What are we refusing to do? Exactly. What have we refused to do? Schools are already gun-free zones. After the last Colorado rampage killing in Aurora on 2013, the state banned gun magazines that hold more than 15 rounds of ammo. That was doing something, right? Which apparently did not stop this most recent shooting this past week. They also passed a red flag gun bill last month, which allows a family member or law enforcement to petition a court to temporarily remove someone's guns for up to a year. That was passed by a Democrat-controlled state legislature and signed by a Democrat governor, representing the will of the elected Democrats rather than the will of the people. Despite Chris's protestations, Colorado has done a damn thing, but without much success in stopping yet another rampage killing in a school. Maybe it's because these measures are ineffective. But that's not something the media wants to get into. After, you know, this kind of a shooting, other than some virtue signaling by the media, the story has left the front pages, as the narrative may be inconvenient right now for the leftist agenda. CNN and MSNBC have lived up to their reputation as drive-by media by quickly driving by. They moved on. No interviews with David Hogg or other gun control fanatics. What about this story is so inconvenient that the media would prefer to drive by without any discussion or analysis? Well, let's start with the weapons. The two killers opened fire with handguns that were concealed in a guitar case, put out by the Daily Mail in an unexpected good faith effort at honest journalism. Handguns. What about those evil AR-15s or the assault weapons that the Democrats and the media constantly warn about? These are what the Huffington Post calls weapons of war. The reality is that most guns used in crimes of any sort are handguns and not rifles. But that doesn't fit the media narrative, and it's better to drive by the story rather than explain this inconvenient truth. Then there's the bystanders. Remember the admonition that when seconds count, help is minutes away? That played out in the Colorado shooting. You can hide under your desk is one option, suggested by the New York Times. In Colorado, a student who was also an aspiring Marine took a different approach. He got into action. He threw himself on the shooter, and he died for his sacrifice. And he was joined by another brave student who rushed to help his two classmates subdue the shooter. And the point is that these heroic students immediately went on offense rather than passively hiding. And 60% of the time, when one of these rampage killers is stopped, they're stopped by unarmed people. When you are shooting what you think is a bunch of fish in a barrel, when you see people coming at you, that is unnerving. And this is going to, you're disrupting his pattern, which is what you got to do. You got to do that as soon as you can. You got to take time away from the killer. Then there was the school vigil in Colorado, a time for holding candles and chanting about common sense gun control measures. Attending this were local Democratic politicians, including Senator Michael Bennett, one of the dozens running for president that's in the Democrat clown car. And rather than a receptive audience, the vigil organizer, the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, instead saw a walkout by students opposing what they viewed as politicization of the tragedy. Once again, this was not the narrative they wanted to report on. They would prefer to have a David Hogg ranting and raving, blaming Trump and the NRA and the toxic white masculinity for the shooting. How inconvenient that the affected students chanted mental health and didn't join in the predictable politicizing of a tragedy by the left. One of the two killers didn't fit this mold. He was anti-Christian, critical of Trump, a registered Democrat, and supportive of left-wing Occupy Democrats. So, basically, he was perfectly aligned with the Democratic base, a prospective big media would prefer to avoid discussing. Colorado is also famous for legal marijuana, the first state to legalize a potential mind-altering substance. According to Psychology Today, which would, just because they're saying something that we might agree with, I don't give them credence for this, but they say that marijuana increases violent behavior. Wall Street Journal agrees. And the media turns a blind eye to substance abuse problems, except in the case of opioids when Big Pharma can be blamed. U.S. politicians, including presidential wannabe Senator Cory Spartacus Booker, want marijuana legalized nationwide. He's joined by Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and Kirsten Gillibrand in wanting to make weed perfectly legal nationally. The media cheers them on without any sort of thoughtful journalistic query over any sort of potential adverse consequence. And ignored is the link between marijuana and many mass killers. Will the media be curious about whether the two Colorado shooters had marijuana in their systems? Well, we're not going to ask that because it's against the narrative. Get with it. So just the day after the shooting, Denver became the first city to decriminalize hallucinogenic mushrooms. CNN found little fault with the voters' decision, even on top of another school rampage killing. Inconveniently not discussed are the dangers of such mushrooms, including unpredictable behavior, permanent brain damage, violent and aggressive behavior, and poor judgment. Exactly how will schools be safer with students tripping out on magic mushrooms? And no, we can't discuss this in the media. What about mixing legal shrooms and weed? What might go wrong? Yeah, let's just drive by that one, too. And speaking of violent behavior, the father of one of the shooters is a twice-deported illegal from Mexico, jailed previously for domestic violence against the shooter's mom. Illegals are revered by the Democrat Party, and any connection between an illegal and the shooting will be dutifully ignored by most of the media. And one of the shooters was transgender, a female transitioning into a male. I'm sure there's a specific identity term for this person, but I'm not woke enough to know what that term is. And suffice to say, a female becoming a male will be taking testosterone. And there is sufficient evidence of an association between higher testosterone levels and aggressive or violent behavior. And transgenders in the, you know, in the leftist media are the highest form of evolution. So, no, we won't be talking about that. We won't be talking about any of this because there's no NRA involved in this, no AR-15s, no white guys. No Trump. How inconvenient. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, I'm going to give you a timeline. Back in 2015 and 2016, through most of 2016, if you were a gun person, if you were trying to do something on social media, that was no big deal. Gun channels on YouTube made money. Yeah. You could make money on Facebook if you were a gun page of some sort. A lot of people got a lot of followers with Twitter. Everything was okay. Now, the thing that I always liked about, YouTube, for example, YouTube made buying a gun easier for people simply because they didn't have to go buy 20 guns to figure out which gun they wanted. They could watch somebody like Hickok 45 shoot a gun and get his impression of it. Even though, you know, that kind of a review may not necessarily be the same mileage you would get out of it, they still were getting some insight as to what the way this was going to work for them. So that made it easier. With Facebook, you could take AmmoLand. Let's use AmmoLand or Truth About Guns. You could take a link and share that story on your Facebook, and then you would be disseminating information that you had seen with some people that maybe just didn't go to that website to look at that in the first place. But what it was doing was it was enabling the bypass of the fake stream legacy media. So NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, none of those things mattered. And the reason nobody did anything about that up to that point was in 2015 and in 2016, it was going to be President Hillary Clinton. Nobody thought Trump was going to win. President Hillary Clinton outspent him. She out, well, you know, on her way to the coronation, she outspent him. She outraised him. And then come election day, she lost. There's a lot of factors that go into that. One factor that goes into that, though, is the complete ignoring of the polls and the media and the money. Money in politics only buys advertising at the end of the day. It may get you, you know, well, you can have canvassers and you can buy this. It's all advertising. And the idea that money in politics is going to be so persuasive and pervasive as to the point that it's going to be insurmountable is false. It's absolutely false. Shoes on the ground will overcome that. Ask Mick Mulvaney about that. But in 2016, you know, up to that point, up to, you know, on November the 8th, when, you know, everybody was expecting it to be President Hillary Clinton. And it didn't. And that was considered by many to be the biggest upset in a presidential race since 1948. So since then, we've begun to see Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and, you know, they have begun to cater to the demands of anti-Second Amendment extremists. They're messing around with the search results to improve the rankings of arguments against law-abiding firearms owners. People who are effective out there as far as getting the word out, they get shadow banned, and their tweets and posts are rendered far less accessible to their followers. Videos and posts are demonetized, meaning they can't be used to generate revenue. Then, you got places like PayPal and Stripe. If you wanted to buy a gun, you couldn't use those payment services to buy guns. PayPal also aligned with the Anti-Hunting Humane Society of the United States. So Second Amendment-friendly processing companies like GunPal and PistolPay have not gained any traction. McMillan Merchant Solutions, created in the wake of the Bank of America's political decision to drop McMillan as a customer, seems like a decent option to fill the gap. Now, this discussion on the effects of the corporate gun control might be seen as a useless diversion, but it's really part of the answer in dealing with Silicon Valley censorship. See, one of the problems, for example, with YouTube, okay? I'm on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, but I also have the same channel on Full30.com and Gunstreamer.com. And I will continue to post on all three of those until the day I wake up where I can only post on both of those. But here's my message to you. We don't need social media per se. We don't. We don't need it. The reason I'm on Gunstreamer and Full 30, for example, is if things get to the point to where I just can't put anything out any other way, I will just go and expand my website. And I will own the website. And I will be working with the people who manage the website. And we'll get our SEO. And we'll get seen, and I'm not concerned with it. Facebook took 8 years to dominate when they bought Instagram and WhatsApp. Now, Gab and Parler are holding themselves out as free speech social networks, but it's going to take time and major users like Trump to make the switch for them to even compete with Facebook and Twitter. Now, we could also push for vigorous enforcement of something called Section 230, which is if Facebook and Twitter decide to act like publishers, and they can be treated like publishers. That means that due to their decision to favor certain viewpoints rather than act as an honest broker, they can be held as liable as a conventional publisher for defamatory posts. And there's other tools available as well, including possibly the antitrust laws. Now, in a real sense, the censorship by Silicon Valley and the fact that the anti-Second Amendment extremists are pushing for that censorship is a sign that we are winning the argument. But this is not permission to become complacent. We just have to, I mean, we should fight as hard as we possibly can to get the word out. And that's the beauty of it all. If you understand what the 2016 meant, if you understand what all of these constitutional carry states mean, if you understand what it means to have all of these states that now allow school teachers to be armed. Yeah, I talk a lot about the other states, but it's the same states over and over again. Some of these other states here recently with the red flag orders, and of course we got Lindsey out there. Yeah, that's going to take some special consideration as well. But the fact that they come after us is an indicator that we are doing the right thing. So it's never going to be over. There's never going to be a moment to quit, rest, or enjoy what we've done. It will always go on because they play the long game. And we're going to play the long game with them and just stomp them. That's their problem. We'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.